I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The desperate scramble to save lives continues in Syria after an alleged chemical weapons attack on a rebel-held town in Syria in which 49 people are said to have died.
The reports of mass casualties have prompted the U.S. to call for an immediate international response if the use of chemical weapons is confirmed. The Syrian American Medical Society, which operates 139 medical facilities in Syria, said a chlorine bomb had hit a hospital in Douma, the largest urban center in eastern Ghouta near the capital Damascus. The medical relief organization said a second attack with mixed agents had hit a nearby building. One video circulated by activists shows the lifeless bodies of around a dozen men, women, and children, some with foam at their mouths.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The U.S. military is providing more assistance for the fights in Afghanistan against the Islamic State in the north and against Taliban insurgents to the south and west. The push comes as a part of intensified efforts against both groups as Afghanistan seeks to root out IS and convince the Taliban to end their differences by coming to the negotiating table. The U.S. also says it has carried out 75 strikes targeting drug production facilities. Outspoken Hungary Prime Minister Viktor Orban has ramped up his anti-migrant rhetoric ahead of a parliamentary election Sunday, when the ruling party is expected to score a straightforward win. The European Union and the United Nations have voiced alarm at the tone of the campaign and fears over alleged attacks on the media and judiciary. Speaking out at a recent campaign rally, Orban accused the EU of trying to take away our country. Close to 500,000 migrants entered Hungary in 2015 and 2016. This is VOA News. One male resident died and four firefighters injured after a fire started at Trump Tower in New York City Saturday. A 50th floor apartment fire was virtually entirely on fire when firefighters were called to the structure about 5:30 Saturday afternoon. That's according to New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Enigro.
It's a very difficult fire, as you can imagine. The apartment is quite large. We're 50 stories up. The rest of the building had a considerable amount of smoke. It took a lot of members, 200 firefighters and EMS members are on the scene. We had many floors to search and stairways.
Enigro said, again, about 200 firefighters battled that blaze at the time of the fire. No members of the Trump family were in the building where President Donald Trump's home residence and organization are headquartered. Police continued their investigation the Sunday at the scene where a man drove a van into a crowd in the old city center of Munster in western Germany. The German Interior Minister Horst Seehofer called the act cowardly and brutal crime.
Wir haben jetzt wieder erlebt, dass bei allen Bemühungen einer staatlichen Gemeinschaft.
Once again, we experienced that despite all efforts in a national community, despite doing and having to do all that is humanly possible to protect our citizens, unfortunately, complete security is not possible. And yet, time and again, we have to do everything in our power to continue to reduce, perhaps even to prevent, such crimes that you wouldn't want to think were possible. Prosecutors said that they still believe and have no indication why the 48-year-old German man drove the van into a crowd of people, killing two, injuring 20, before shooting himself to death inside the van. Local media have identified the perpetrator as an industrial designer living in Munster, who had been suffering from psychological problems. However, police have not yet confirmed those details. Although he turned himself in, former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's defiance of a judge's deadline to turn himself in and start serving a 12-year prison sentence for corruption created a tense standoff with the ex-leader holed up with supporters in a union headquarters. Federal judge had given the ex-president until Friday afternoon to present himself to police, but the deadline came and went, with police reluctant to move inside the building, given the thousands of Da Silva's supporters outside, making clashes a possibility. And U.S. President Trump has expressed sympathy Saturday for the victims of a crash involving a bus carrying Canadian junior hockey team. They claimed 15 lives. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive.